I look around. I'm at the foot of a hill. On the other side of it there's a wall and a couple of pathetic corpses and half a platoon of SAS specialists. Behind me there's a petrified forest and a castle of shadows, populated with nightmares. Oh, and a hydrogen bomb that's going to go off in about 70 minutes. Where is everybody? Strung out between the castle and the gate, that's where. Got to tell Alan not to set off the bomb. I pick up my sack of hands and stagger downhill toward the skeletal trees, feet and ankles tensed with that walking on glass sensation you get when you're afraid there's nothing but black ice underfoot, one hand clutching the basilisk gun at arm's reach. Branches claw at me in the twilight, making me flinch inside my helmet. They snap and tinkle against my visor, rigid bundles of mummified twigs with all the heat sucked out of them. If there's more than one of the body snatchers here... I skid and go down on one thigh hard. Something crunches underfoot, like twigs snapping. I lever myself upright, rub my leg and wince, breath loud in my ears. Looking down, I see a hump of frozen brown, a small rabbit or a rat or something else that's been dead for years. Dead. I stoop and pick up my bag of severed hands, tagged for identification at a later date. Wouldn't this be a good time to think about precautions? In case there are other demons stalking this frozen plain in stolen bodies? Well, yes. I cast a glance in the direction of the redoubt, racking my brains for a half-forgotten lecture on occult stealth technologies. 15 minutes later, 10 precious minutes of which expire in a feverish rush of poking clumsily at a severed ulna and radius with my multi-tool and a roll of duct tape, I'm standing in the middle of the dead ground in front of the redoubt. Things have clearly gone very pear-shaped indeed. I clutch the talisman like a drowning man and try to figure out what to do now. The talisman glows dimly, an eerie blue light chewing away at the fingertips. To get it lit, I used the basilisk gun on a tree stump and thrust it against the glowing coals. The deep incisions in the palm are the red of firelight reflected in freshly spilt blood. I grip the grisly artifact by its exposed wrist bones and hope like hell that it performs as advertised. See, if you stick a phase conjugate mirror on the base of a hand of glory, you can make it spit light, but that's a modern perversion of its original function. Overhead, the stars are going out one by one. The moon is a blood-soaked red disk. Shadows are creeping across the landscape, settling across the hills I can glimpse through my night vision goggles. And something like a fire is burning on the roofline above the last redoubt of the Arne Neber SS. What's going on? I try the radio again. Howard to anyone. Anyone still out there, please respond. The hissing, frying interference crashes in on my ears, obscuring any answer. I stumble forward on the icy ground, just as something that might once have been human dashes around the side of the building, heading in the direction of the gate. It doesn't see me, but someone inside sees it. Sparks blossom on the cold ground behind it, and I see brief muzzle flashes coming from a window slit on the second floor. It was one of ours originally, but no human being can sprint around a building with their helmet off and backpack missing in a Fimble Vinter cold enough to freeze liquid oxygen. The possessed soldier raises something blocky to its shoulder and sprays cartridge cases all over the night. Maybe one or two of the bullets come close to the upstairs window, but if so, they don't stop whoever's upstairs from catching it with their next burst. For a moment, it capers across the ice, then it flops down and lies still. Shit, I mutter, and find myself stumbling into a clumsy trot toward the gaping garage door with its welcoming airlock. Nobody shoots at me. The talisman is doing its job, fogging the senses of anyone who can see me. I skid to a halt just outside, a nasty suspicion blossoming in my mind, and very carefully inspect the threshold. Yep, there it is. A black box taped to the wall, thin wire stretched taut across the threshold at knee level. Some wag has stenciled, "This side toward life insurance claimant," on its case. I very carefully step over the tripwire, then try the radio again. Howard to anyone. What's going on? Who's shooting?